Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 117, counting our days. Psalm 90, verse 12. Receive this slowly. So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. This is Moses praying. Moses, the man who watched an entire generation rise and fall in the wilderness, who walked for decades with a people, buried his companions, and saw with his own eyes what time does to everything. And what this man asked of God wasn't more time. He asked for the wisdom to live the time he had. Because Moses had faced something most of us spend our whole lives avoiding. Your days have a number. They are not endless. There is a count. And hear me, that is not bad news. That is exactly what gives each morning its weight and its beauty. The limit is what makes every day precious, unrepeatable, worth something. When everything feels infinite, nothing feels urgent. But when you truly understand that this morning is a gift that won't come again, you stop throwing it away. Teach us to number our days. Notice that Moses isn't asking God to stop the clock. He's asking for clarity. Because whoever numbers their days starts filtering their life. The calendar stops being just a grid of obligations and becomes an honest question, what truly deserves my today? What am I building with the days I have left? And the goal of that numbering isn't mathematical. This isn't about calculating years. The goal is the heart, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Wisdom isn't information, it's maturity. It's learning to love what lasts and to let go of what doesn't. It's being able to look at your own life and say, this matters. That other thing, less than I thought.
We tend to believe that someday we're democians. All at once, one grand plan, one great reckoning, and life finally in order. But that's not how it works. You don't steward your whole life at once. You steward one day, this one, today. And when you live this day with intention, with your eyes open to what actually matters, the years begin to take care of themselves. So, today, before breakfast, do this. Pick up a sheet of paper and write today's date at the top. Not carelessly, write it with full awareness, knowing this day will not return. And just below it, write the one thing that matters most to do today. One thing, then do it first. Before the noise, before the distractions, before anything else pulls you away, do it first. That is the heart of wisdom Moses prayed for. Not a perfect life, an intentional life, one day at a time, numbered, lived, offered. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.